This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, I was, as I said, I was remixing Diet Sprite. The Diet Sprite had become, at this point, and you gotta understand what was going on in the country at this time. I mean, this was probably 2005, 2006, and so, you know, who was... Was George Bush hanging out? I mean, yeah. You know, Diet Sprite had become just so tired and stale. And I got some of my gang together and just said, we got to remix this thing. And so what we started doing with it was just shaking it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, first you turned it upside down.
Yeah.
Which didn't make any difference flavor-wise or... A huge in
That's
terms
not
of like
a remix.
The can and like what the can.
That's not a remix.
Yeah, that turned out to not be a remix.
Uh huh. I held a mirror up to it, but then I was like, "But you can't sell this."
Yeah.
Like it was, you know, it was reversed in a way, but it wasn't remixed.
Shook it up.
Shook it.
Blasted it everywhere. Can't sell that either. Really.
Swizzle stick. I put cinnamon in it. Mm-hmm. I put cinnamon in there, and it tasted too hot. Too spicy. Finally, what the answer ended up being was just basically a couple ounces of 7-Up.
What I think wasn't a mistake was to go after you do Diet Sprite Remix that they went back and called the original flavor Diet Sprite Mix.
Yeah. You didn't like that we did that?
I mean, I guess it technically is. Any kind of soda is a mix, I guess. But just like calling it a mix, I'm thinking too much about.
You just want it to be called soda.
I just
You've
call
said
it
this
Diet
before.
Sprite.
You want the said, entire soda aisle to just say soda.
Just call it Diet Sprite soda. Call it Coke soda.
But your thing also is that Coke, Sprite, all this stuff, it's just bullshit. It's all the same thing. Just write soda on the fucking can and pour it down my throat, right? I mean, this is your whole thing.
Atsuko, you have this Diet Sprite remix?
Atsuko, have you had it?
I've never had it. It sounds
scared.
Yeah, a little scary.
It's so scary.
I was scared as hell when I was doing it because I don't know how it's going to interact with these various elements that I'm introducing. And am I going to get horribly injured in what would ultimately be a lab accident? Like. Mm-hmm. Because you've seen what happens if you put Mentos into regular Sprite remix.
Yeah, that's a blast off. That's what I call a blast off.
Mm-hmm. Talk about calling it that.
Well,
let's get into it. And let's really introduce it. Atsuko's back.
Atsuko's finally back.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Hope I do this right.
That's what the freaking FCC said.
Hope I do this Sprite.
Okay, and I can take it. Okay, she's giving me a hard time a little bit.
All right, here's a blast off. Okay, you said it wasn't turning it upside down. You turn it upside down, spin it around. Mm-hmm. Okay, turn your frown upside down. Mm. Shake it up. Put a Mentos
shake
in it.
Shake up your frown.
Shake up your frown.
With your hand.
Yeah, preferably with your hand, I guess. Yeah, because it's hard to shake up a frown just without touching it. You kind of just put your hands on the mouth, right? And then you kind of shake it up.
You have
down.
To really shake
it. My
your
mouth
around.
Doesn't do that.
It doesn't do that? That's too bad. No. I want everyone to experience a blast off.
My mouth doesn't do it. I'd love to have a blast off. I think what I'm going to have to settle for is just a little bit of a dribble.
Or do it against a couch or something. Like put your mouth on the couch and then move, that, move it around really fast.
Yeah, a little friction. I think that's how I was born or conceived. For sure. Just, you know, weird parents. They were attempting a blast off and they didn't have enough hand power. They said, let's go to the couch.
And so this is what the FCC, we get this call from the FCC right before. This is like Kevin, not even before the booking's official.
All of our phones ring at the same time.
Yeah. And they're like, so we're hearing that Otsuko's coming back on the show.
Ugh.
You know that she's going to talk about like blasting off. They mentioned specifically.
Almost immediately.
And I was like, no, she won't.
You got to tell me this stuff before I start talking.
Well, then
I,
now I'm giving you an idea.
Well, yeah. And they were like, don't ask any follow-ups about her weird parents because the stuff, the stuff she's going to get into.
Man. Yeah, no, like I said, you got to tell me this stuff beforehand.
Say one thing about, here's what we'll do, we'll set a limit on it.
Okay.
And you say one more thing about your weird parents and like the stuff they do. We already find out that you were potentially conceived by them rubbing their mouth on a couch.
On a couch, yes.
Right, yeah. And okay, so you're saying I can get it out right now.
One thing. So you have to choose, not the entire friggin' family album.
No, of course. I will say, just like a Sprite, just like Sean and Sprite, a Mentos might have been involved, and I'll stop there.
Oh, wow. Okay, and that, and just actually having so little information is making me picture even more demented things than probably ever happened. Dementos things.
that's why you warned me. Wait, you stopped me.
Are you sick?
Mm-hmm.
This the way you like? Did you just like your throat hurts or something? The way you did like you'd like coughed really crazy.
I did like a throat clearing.
Yeah. Are you okay?
I hope so. Why?
I hope so too.
No, I just like that noise was like so loud. That's so, I mean, it's like such a, it's really nasty.
So yeah. It's definitely, it's actually a signature noise I've been working on and it's debuting here today. It's a little bit inspired by my family. I didn't have weird parents, but I would say my parents were fairly odd.
Inspired by them.
And so some of their behavior.
You're inspired by that?
It inspired me. My Fairly Odd Parents inspired me. And they made me want to experiment with sound and to take these little noises I hear in my environment. A guy stapling his tie to his shirt or, a bunny falling off a bridge. And to try to recreate these noises that are so common in our environment with my mouth.
Mm.
And what I've come up with now, and I'm debuting it here tonight, is a new signature sound. And it is ahem.
It's just so...
It's loud.
Loud and nasty. I just...
It holds your attention. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I mean...
Like, almost there's an announcement that comes after it.
I don't like the sound.
That part I have not figured out yet.
Right. But there's nothing else. Yeah.
Let's go. Game shows.
Hey. Game shows, yeah.
Hey.
What about game shows?
You do this. You did that before we did a show. We talked about it.
Yeah, I did that before. I did that before this whole show called The Pandemic hit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I talk about a freaky game show. Family Feud. For one, is the pandemic, right? And we're all in jeopardy, right? And freaking the something.
It's a Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
We're all in jeopardy.
Yeah.
And it's not a, it's a squeaky Wheel of Fortune.
It's a squeaky
and it's
Wheel
a squeaky
of
Wheel of Fortune. Yes, that's good. Saved it.
Yeah. Only to find out.
And we got to know the lingo.
That was good. That was really good. I'm still kind of like blown by what you just did.
So we're doing game show today.
Great. So,
and it's called Asking Questions.
Great.
20 questions.
Have you heard of this?
Like an interview without the prizes. Okay, it's like game show without a prize.
Who leaked the info? Kevin, did you tell her what we were planning?
The FCC called her too.
Oh no.
Oh, okay.
I was pretending. I was being daring. I said maybe I'll still get some nasties out, even though they did call me. But yes, I knew that there was going to be quote unquote game show in the form of just questions.
And we're going to ask you these questions.
Gorgeous.
And great. Sean hasn't heard, so it is a competition game. And you're going to answer these as well, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just dropped a freaking cube of acid. So my answers might be a little bit out there, man.
A Listerine for my Mr. Lean.
They might be. They might be far out, man. Whoa. I'm so high, even Kevin's making good jokes.
Okay. So we're going to start with question one. Favorite babysitter.
Ooh.
Favorite babysitter is the question.
Do we go ding?
You say?
Pick me.
Yes, that's, yeah. Oh. So you do have to make your case. You do have to make your case.
Oh.
For who gets picked. So you have to.
Okay.
You have to talk about like recent behavior, nice behavior. You have to talk about personality stuff. Like you do have to like I have to have a good reason.
You got to pick me. I recently called one of Kevin's jokes funny.
That's really nice. That's really nice, Sean. Let's go. Do you have a good reason that maybe you should be picked today?
Man. Pick me, because even though I said pick me first, I'm willing to let Sean go first. Wait, that's so recent?
Oh, wait.
It hasn't happened
that's
yet.
Really nice.
Oh, this is like King Solomon.
That's really nice, Atsuko.
Wow.
And by giving up her pick me chance, and she is actually getting to be picked.
Getting pick me'd.
So,
yes.
Favorite babysitter?
Ooh. I got to say, Stacy from the Babysitter Club.
Stacy from the Babysitter Club is her option for favorite babysitter.
Yeah.
I got to say, I actually didn't want to be pick-me'd. I don't have any babysitters because I was raised by TV.
Okay. Yeah. So TV is?
Well, I was raised by TV.
I mean, so was I. I named a fictional person.
Yeah, she named someone who was from TV, yeah.
Yeah, from books.
From books, yes. Not that I'm feeling the competition and it's getting hot.
Are books on TV?
I feel like Sean is really trying to win this.
I'm going absolutely bananas.
So the answer, unfortunately, was James Bond. Question two. One gotta go, bones edition. One of your bones has to go away.
Got it.
Which one?
My skull.
Say pick me first.
pick me.
And then why you should be picked.
Well, you said your answer already.
I'm so brave I would even chip pick my skull.
Your skull goes away, and so you're okay, so then your brain is just sitting loose in your in your head, which is kind of like a sack.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What do you do with this?
What do I do with my brain?
Well, just like what do you get out of it?
Oh, well, I'd be able to actually poke at my own brain and activate different sort of emotions and dreams by just getting like a chopstick or a pencil or a like a like an electric thing or a spray bottle and just dig in there.
That's cool.
Do experiments. Okay, let's go.
Yeah,
one's gotta go, bones edition.
I guess it would be my tailbone, because
yeah,
then I'll just be standing all the time.
See? And that's a little more effective, and it's cheaper than these standing desks. Why don't you just have that bone take it out?
Yeah.
So you cannot sit anymore. If you try to sit down, the chair will mush into you too far.
Think about it. Think about all the money you'll save from chairs.
Yes. Oh, this money I'm spending on chairs.
My wife. No couches.
And so, my wife.
No, talk about it.
Oh, so like yes. She goes out and I'm like, where's my wife? And she comes home and I can see the car is full of chairs.
Ugh.
And I'm like, where were you? And she's like, I just had some errands to run. So you went and bought. You went to the mall and bought chairs.
25.
You bought 25 chairs. And I just got you chairs.
I'm underwater on my dining room set. I mean, I'm upside down. The chairs are worth more than the house.
Wow. See?
I love her, but I mean...
No, God bless your wife, and she's a sweet, sweet lady. But also, she's showing up at my house with chairs going, can I just keep these here for a little while? And I'm going, and let me guess, I'm not allowed to tell Hayes about it.
Mm.
And she's saying, okay. Well, it's a surprise for him. I'm like, he's going to be surprised as hell when I tell him how many chairs you just dropped off.
It is hard with all these good deals on chairs. And you're like, you have to like walk away. I will give her that. There's a lot of good deals like 25 for 100, you know, meaning $25 for 100 chairs.
$25 for 100 chairs. And that's what you get when you walk away. You go to the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to... like the store.
Chair store.
Yeah, you go to chair store and you're like, how much for these 100 chairs?
Yeah. Yeah, and there's your wife being like, oh. Mm-hmm. And they go $25 and she's like.
And then she just starts walking up. Just turns and starts walking, sprinting away.
Yeah,
they run and catch her. Like they're not gonna miss out on this big sale. Now they have to like book it after her to catch her.
But at some point, guys, is there no personal responsibility? Where okay, yes, the deals on chairs are great. Of course, the chairs are being sold at a massive discount, and buying 100 is somehow cheaper than buying a single chair. But do we have no responsibility as individuals to say, yes, that's a good deal for a chair, but I already have 100 chairs from when I was here yesterday. Mm-hmm. And maybe today I shouldn't even have asked what the chair sale is.
I say to my wife, how many times can you even sit down in your life?
Well, when you have a tailbone, you're so tempted to all the
you gotta
time.
You got to use it.
That's true.
What am I going to do? I'm not going to use this thing. I'm sitting on a gold mine, literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am sorry, too, to your wife, because I know that I and many other people, due to the pandemic we're in, canceled on the game of musical chairs that she had planned, which I think was supposed to be a really nice thing
somehow
for the entire city.
So she says that it's like an investment. Which, and I guess that's what she meant. I don't
wait
understand.
Is it just the three of you with 100 chairs playing musical
but
chairs?
Anyone's allowed to watch.
That's great.
It was going to be live streamed.
The correct answer was Ken Bones. Nice question. What are different TV shows about?
Oh, pick me.
Okay, Sean.
The characters in the shows.
Okay, that's really interesting. That's really interesting. Different TV shows are about the characters in the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess, do I still say pick me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick yeah, me. You do.
Yes. Pick me.
Okay, let's go. I pick you today.
Thanks. I would say it's the different stories.
Oh, now that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Different TV shows are about the different stories versus
the characters.
Right.
Hmm.
So the correct answer was...
Hayes, don't do this to us.
The correct answer was Grey's Anatomy, that her name is actually Grace Anatomy in the show.
No.
Her name in the show is Grace Anatomy.
Yes, that's true.
I had no idea.
That's real.
That's true. I knew that, but that's sort of what I meant when I said the characters.
Hold on. I'm seeing a pattern in this game show.
Don't say what it is.
Okay, I'll tell you at the end.
Tell us at the end, please.
All right, all right.
Okay, next question. The pool and the toilet, is that the same water?
Pick me, pick me.
Let's go. I pick you.
Okay. I'm going to guess yes. But
thank you last time.
I'm going to guess yes.
Okay.
Pick me, pick me.
Yes. And the question is, just to repeat it, the pool and the toilet, is that the same water?
Okay, pick me, pick me.
Sean?
Thank you. I'm getting my ass handed to me in this damn game right now. Mm-hmm. It's feeling like the only way I can make up any ground is to say no, even though I know that it is.
Oh, Sean.
So I have to go with no.
So that was just a question that's important for just stuff that I'm going to be doing.
Got it.
So I don't really have an answer there, but imagine a lifeguard sitting on top of the toilet. It's not the answer, but...
Right. That's what we did. That's what we both thought, yes, but...
The next question is, Julie Bowen or Snape?
Ooh.
Julie Bowen.
Okay.
Or Snape.
Pick me, pick me.
John.
Don't make me pick.
That's a good answer. That was a good one. I guess.
Thank you.
I guess pick me, pick me.
Let's go.
Even though I don't want to pick either. I guess I'll pick Snape.
The correct answer was Snape.
What?
The answer is Snape.
Does it still count even though I said I don't want to
no,
pick either?
No, it does not.
Can't be correct for me.
No, it does not count.
Dang it.
When you said that you didn't want to participate, your answer was erased. The correct answer was Snape.
This is actually very important to be aware.
Yeah.
Dang. Because there's really no benefit then to ever saying that you don't want to answer. Unlike most shows or games.
Okay, I'm really starting to see the pattern in this game show.
Okay, please do not say the pattern.
I haven't
please.
Found anything.
You're right. You're right.
You spoil it for everyone else, like Kevin did when I went to see Knives Out with him.
Oh.
Next question.
Sorry.
Desert Island Clothes Edition. You're on a desert island and you can only wear one clothes.
Shirt. Oh, sorry. I should have let you finish.
Okay. No, that's your answer has been submitted. Sean's answer is just a shirt, no other clothes.
Yeah. That's
To clarify a little bit, because I don't want to sound like a jackass, it's a teensy tiny shirt.
Mm.
Little shirt.
And that's good. That's Sean's good for the show. That's
little
hot.
Shirt, no other clothes. Nude butt.
Yes.
At least you won't ever be too hot.
So this is an important consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Being too hot on the desert island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I meant looks wise, like.
Oh no!
Wow.
No, I'm joking. Oh, I meant temperature.
And the FCC actually does regulate meanness as well.
I meant temperature. The temperature.
Oh, that's interesting. That'd be interesting. We could do a show where we're just mean. Oh, that's interesting. No, that's actually opened my mind up to the idea of doing a show where we're just mean.
Sean, I was
so that could
kidding.
Be interesting.
You
it's
know
just
what
an option.
It is. You know what it is? I'm intimidated because I feel like you are bulldozing me in this game show.
Please.
And that was a tactic that I learned on Shark Tank.
Okay.
Is to do meanness.
Yeah. And then
let me guess, who taught you that, Robert?
Yeah, a fellow immigrant. Wow.
you just walk up. Boom, 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 boom. Hello, sharks. Fellow immigrant.
Yeah, fellow immigrant.
He's like, okay.
And a mean comment. And then it always gets them. Always
Robert
gets
goes,
him.
Can I first say, Kevin's not hot. We go, oh, this doesn't seem like it would be part of Shark Tank, but I guess it is now.
Yeah, yeah. It's an episode I saw.
Let's go. Just say your clothes and enough is enough.
Sneakers.
And Otsko's desert island clothes is just sneakers, no socks, no other clothes. Nude butt as well.
I'm always ready to run.
Okay. So just in case you need to like do a big run fast.
Hell yeah.
The answer was coconut hat.
Oh, I think this answer might be correct, sneakers, because you could probably figure out how to make most other clothes a decent like facsimile.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's very true. That's wow.
This might be
you're saying
right.
The coconut hat is maybe already there.
I think if I'm only bringing one thing, that I feel like a coconut hat, that's easier to get on the island than like a nice set of sneakers.
Okay.
Wow, these are good points. And
you know what you might want? Scuba suit.
That is one clothes. You could get any, I mean, like, you could, like, get across any ocean. It doesn't matter how far away the island is. If you have a scuba suit.
That was so smart.
You can get really far. That was really smart.
Mm. Unfortunately, I have to stick with tiny shirt.
Coconut.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, next question. I left the microwave going all night. Is there any punishment for that?
Ooh, pick me.
Let's go.
I'm going to say no, because you've already been punished by all the radiation waves that is still going on in your house.
They're bouncing around in here. I can hear them.
Yeah, and I would say that's punishment enough. Wow.
Pick me.
Sean.
Better eat the microwave.
Better eat
it. You want to cook with the microwave so bad, huh? Well, how about we cook this? Time to eat the microwave.
There is a punishment, and it's eat the microwave?
That's right.
Seems like if you like eating so much.
Yeah. I guess we wanted to eat so bad, microwave. We just wanted to run the microwave all night long. Let's see how much we like eating when what we're eating is the microwave.
How much time did you put on it? Like 8,000 minutes? What happened?
I hit 9 the most number of times, and 9 is the highest one.
My understanding is that you were trying to text Hollywood to 64,000. Sorry, let's go. That's from an ad.
I was trying. We have an ad for our show where you get a special deal if you text Hollywood to 64,000.
That's amazing.
And I'm thinking, does this work with anything?
So you bellied up to the microwave panel and tried to text Hollywood to 64,000, end up running the damn thing all night, and oops, now you got to eat it.
The correct answer is no punishment. There is no punishment.
Wow.
Okay. So you got that.
Yeah, thank you.
Next question. Yeah,
thank you.
Iron Man versus Thor. Did they ever fight? Iron Man versus Thor.
Oh, pick me.
Sean.
Oh, Thor.
So that... Question is, Iron Man versus Thor, did they ever fight? And Sean's answer is Thor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I guess pick me.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to go Iron Man.
Okay. Not neither.
Nobody fights.
Was the answer I was looking for. The question was, it's essentially a yes or no question. Did they ever fight? The answer is sadly yes.
Oh.
Would you have accepted just yes, or do we have to be sad about it?
I mean, a certain level of, you know, like the way you say it, you could say,
right.
Like,
you don't need the words, but you should be a little bit pensive or whatever.
Yeah. That the answer is yes.
Because not fighting is always better than fighting.
Well, look. Thor was attempting to capture Loki to bring him Asgardian justice.
Oh.
This is from Avengers, the movie, 1.
Mm.
Got it.
And at the same time, Iron Man is attempting to secure the cube in Loki's possession. And Thor said, "This is beyond you, Metal Man." He said that.
Wow. Mm. And that's not his name.
Yeah. And so naturally, that to him was very upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who won?
I remember the end of the movie, The Avengers won.
That's good.
And that was the name of the movie as well.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Next question. I saw that if I buy 2 Butterfinger bars, I can get exclusive.
By Hayes saying Avengers 1.
I saw that this if I buy 2 Butterfinger bars,
we brought up Reddit before.
I can get exclusive. Let me finish this one. This one's long. I saw that if I buy 2 Butterfinger bars, I can get exclusive Halo Infinite player emblems. They'd go to jail if they were faking that, right?
That was long.
Pick me. Can you say that again?
Oh. Well, so this is interesting. And now Sean is saying it's too long, and yet Utsko's appetite to hear the question again
is insatiable. To hear it one more time.
I might as well not even answer this round because I already know that the compromised quizmaster is playing favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fine. This question's illegal. This question's illegal.
Good.
All right. So
glad.
Next question. Next question. You know these coffee filters?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. That wasn't the question.
That's not I do need confirmation.
It helps. Yeah.
I need confirmation from both of you that you know this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah,
coffee
filters. Pick me.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use a bathing suit for that?
Pick me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not the one I was wearing.
Not the one you were wearing.
You ain't going to want to filter coffee with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What happened? Why?
It's filthy, man.
Aww. It's filthy?
Yeah, I got into a mess, man. I fell into a friggin' cement mixer at the beach.
With your coffee filter on?
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Because it's still in the cement.
Yeah, well, and it's not a coffee filter now.
Oh.
Because it's too dirty?
Yeah.
Because it has cement on it?
Yeah.
Wait, ask, are you sick? I'm just making these like incredibly nasty, very loud noises on this show.
I also have, as you know, odd parents that I got funny noise inspirations from.
I didn't say mine were odd. They were fairly odd.
Fairly odd.
Odd parents. Odd parents.
Well, mine are straight up weird. Okay.
Okay.
Mine are straight up weird, and that's what I was doing. Mine is a little different than Sean's. His was or something. Mine's more.
The question was, can you use a bathing suit?
Yes. Pick me. Yes. is my answer.
So that would actually make it pretty good desert island clothes.
Yeah.
Coffee filter.
Coffee filter, bathing suit. So you'd be swimming all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And drinking fresh cup of beans.
And now you're harvesting the beans and you can actually use it to get the actual hard beans part out.
Yep.
Right.
With the mesh.
Yep.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. That's
pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. What would you do if you matched with Nardwar?
Pick me.
Let's go.
What's Nardwar?
Okay. So Nardwar is the human serviette. He is a music journalist, and he asks famous musicians questions, and he gives them gifts. And if you matched with him, what would you do? And also, I think he had like a pretty serious like medical emergency not that long ago, but he's okay now. Like a few years ago, and now he's okay.
Oof.
What would you do if you matched with Nardwar? And I think the answer, Asko, just for like politeness sake.
Sure.
We are trying to avoid putting the meanness warning.
This episode's probably reached its limit.
On Apple Podcast?
Oh, I wasn't going to go there at all. I was going to say take a picture with him. But
okay, so that is actually a really dangerous answer.
Because
at the end of every interview, he says, doot, doodaloo, doot, doot, doot. And then he does like a peace sign and he smiles for the camera, but then he just like stays motionless.
Oh, shoot.
And that's real. He really does this.
Well, that was my final answer. So I guess I have to, that's for me to deal with.
Then you will have to be basically like dragging him around. You will have to sit him down at the Italian restaurant and he's going to be completely motionless because you took a picture with him.
Oh, man.
And honestly, in the boudoir later, it's going to make things pretty difficult. He's frozen like a statue.
I get it, Hayes. It was a bad answer.
It's a really bad answer.
I'm going to have to be punished for it.
Sean, what would you do if you matched with Nardwar?
The electric slide.
You would do the dance, the electric slide. Okay. And the answer was go to the Italian restaurant. I'm almost out. You guys are going through these.
How are we doing so far? Are we like crushing it?
You got the one answer, which was no punishment.
Our scores.
Yeah. Asko got no punishment for the microwave. Yes. She got Snape, but she like complained about having to answer that question, and so that one was erased.
That's that was lucky for me.
No one got to go Bones Edition.
Mm-hmm. We didn't get coconut hat. Yeah.
Nobody got coconut hat. It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that question, I am sort of worried about that one. I'm worried that was a really bad answer.
Mm. Yeah.
This one is actually pretty easy. Who is the owner? Who owns the library?
Mm.
This one's pretty easy.
Okay.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess pick me.
Sean.
The mayor?
Nope, that's incorrect. This one is really easy.
Okay.
Was that the answer?
No.
Oh, yeah, pick me, really easy.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Pick me.
Sometimes
pick
they
me.
Do that.
Let's go.
Pick me, president.
No, the answer is the librarian.
That
is so easy.
There's so many of them.
I want to go to your library. I'm at these places. I can't even find one of these guys when I need them. Mm-hmm. Or like, you know, I'm just like wandering around and they're like
Right. It's just one.
They're freaking picking actually, their nose.
Might be time to check your privilege library wise.
Mm-hmm. You go to a special library and they come right up. You're,
yes, going to an extremely affluent library.
One with lots of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. I'm checking it. I'm checking it and checking out the book. That's what I do there. I check my privilege and check out a book. Next question.
Do you any questions? I can do one.
Oh yeah, question.
I'd probably
for you.
Be pretty good at this.
We should cook up a really tough one for him.
Yeah.
We already did. What are different TV shows about?
Yeah. We know who owns the library. I think we do Match with Nardwar. We did that one.
Yeah.
Thor and Iron Man fight. We ain't talking about that. Yeah, Avengers 1, he made that joke. Yeah.
Sean, what if we ask him a question where you say a word and I say a word and you say a word and I say a word?
Oh, wow. This is the way to do it.
Creativity challenge.
Question.
Yes.
And then we'll both know the answer.
We'll know.
We'll know.
And
so.
He'll be like, uh-oh. Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay, you start first.
Okay. Huh?
Long.
Wow.
Go.
Away.
Because.
Store.
Aluminium.
And that's the question.
How long go away because store aluminium?
Yep. Hayes, what would be your response, your answer? There can only be one.
And we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, this is pretty interesting. Huh. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I'm right about that so far.
I'm confused.
And please do pick me.
You want it?
Yeah.
I say
pick me.
Okay. That doesn't feel so good having to say it, huh?
And the nicest thing you did most recently, too. Don't forget that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick me. I like prepared a lot of nice questions for you guys to have fun with. I didn't really get to 20. Some of them weren't that good. The coconut hack.
But that was a very nice thing you did. Thank you for.
I did work really hard, but I really think that answer absolutely sucks. Coconut hat. That's like
the only thing you would be able
that's
to
okay.
get there.
We still see it as a kindness, what you did. Okay, so.
Long go away. So, like, that's like, long go away. It would go away a long time. Because store aluminium.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that the entire store aluminium. Oh, long go away because store aluminium. Got it. My microwave isn't working anymore, and I went to the store to use the microwave, and I was microwaving Thanksgiving turkey, but I forgot to take it out of the aluminium.
Wow.
And so now I am actually long go away
Whoa.
To jail.
Damn, that's so close. That's so close.
No, sorry.
Wow. Tune in next week for the real answer.
I don't get to hear the answer until next week.
Well, be sure to listen next week on Hollywood Handbook when we have the real answer.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for coming by. Yeah. Okay.
And your alarm. You got to get that?
And it was a cricket.
Hello.
It's the FCC.
It's the FCC. Oh, they're calling Sean. They're calling Sean in.
They're calling me in. I have to actually go into the office now because I allowed so much nastiness and meanness on my show.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Well, not as sorry as I am. They made it pretty clear that I will be doing the eating a microwave punishment, which is just not even related to what I did wrong, but they were like radio waves and microwaves, I guess, are like pretty
close. Yeah, sure.
Oh, no.
So So thank you so much for having me on, guys. I can't wait to tune in next week to hear the real answer. That's so cool. I'm like, Hayes was close, but I know that
you aren't doing this.
No, I'm excited to listen to it and to hear the real answer. That's a really cool thing you're doing now where you kind of tease the next episode. Mm-hmm. But it's been awesome being here. Much love to all of the everyone involved.
And Otsko, do you have a cheeseburger choice?
Just a double.
Double. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. Whoa.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.